Okay, today's daf is Kedushin Daf Tezayin. Kedushin Tezayin, we left off, we're a little bit behind. We got in the night daf, we got a little further. Let's go back to the spot we left in the morning daf. Let's pick it up from B'mai Kamifligi on Tezvav Amabez. On Tezvav Amabez, or El Bahai Kruk Kamifligi, I should say. El Bahai Kruk Kamifligi, it's smack in the middle, it's almost in the middle of the page. So just to get our bearings, we had a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Seglili. When an Eved is redeemed, Eved Ivri bought purchased by a guy. Or he sold himself to a guy. So there's a mitzvah to redeem him out of the servitude to the guy because he can't keep Torah mitzvahs. So when he's redeemed, the pasuk describes being redeemed by relatives or being redeemed by non-relatives. And those machlekes, there's actually a third option, being redeemed by himself. If he comes up with the money to redeem himself out of his servitude. So if he redeems himself, it's pashut, he's no longer an eved. If he's redeemed by relatives or by others, there we have machlekes, where basically Lili says, in one case, particularly, or basically holds, that in the case where he's redeemed by the relatives, he goes free. When he's redeemed by others, he goes into servitude. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is exactly opposite. When he's redeemed by the relatives, he stays in servitude to them. He has to work for them. Whereas when he's redeemed by others, that's when he goes free. And the Mara is looking for a source in the Machlokes. The Mara thought the source was from Lashon of Loyegal Be'ela. The problem was, Rabbi Akiva has to read the words Ella Be'ela. It doesn't say Ella Be'ela. So let's start the Mara now. Ella Be'ela Kamifigli. I'm going to have to go a little quickly because it's a long daf today, but it all moves. Ella Be'ela Kamifigli Machlokes for Kiva basically is the following pasuk. The pasuk says, either his uncle or his uncle's son, namely his first cousin, will redeem him. Zeglu's Kravim. That's clearly talking about Gula of Kravim. The relatives redeeming him. Or if his hand is enough to redeem. That means Zegul Zatzmai. That means a case where he's able to redeem himself. He has money. Someone gives him money that he has. He has some sort of assets that he can redeem himself out of the servitude to the guy. Vinigal. And the third case, Vinigal is Gula Sacherim. Vinigal is when others redeem him. Vinigal means when others redeem him. That's the third scenario. Redemption by relatives, redemption by himself, redemption by others. The Mara now explains. It puts his own redemption in the middle. Now, his redemption, like you pointed out clearly, he goes free. Who did he be mishupet to himself? That means he's free. So the question is, which one do we compare to his own redemption? The redemption of relatives, which goes before the redemption of himself, or the redemption of others, which goes after, says the Gemara. Basically holds, you darsh the pasuk on that which goes before it, meaning, shadi gulas kreivma gulas atzma, you compare the gula of the kreivma, the relatives, which came first, the gulas atzma, to the gula of himself. Ma gulas atzma, shlashichur, just like gulas atzma, goes free totally, he has freedom when he redeems himself. Af gulas kreivma, shlashichur, so too when he's redeemed by relatives, he goes free. Whereas when he's redeemed by others, non-relatives, then he'll have to serve those relatives. I'm sorry, I'll have to serve those people, the non-relatives. Rabbi Akiva says opposite. So Rabbi Mikra Nizhlach reveals the pasuk is darshan for that which comes after it. And therefore he says, Shadi Gulas Acherim, Gulas Atzmai. We compare the case of Gulas Acherim, which came after the Gulas Atzmai. We compare that to Gulas Atzmai. And therefore we say, Ma Gulas Atzmai L'Shichur, Af Gulas Acherim L'Shichur, just like Gulas Atzmai is that he goes free when he redeems himself, that's obvious. So too, Gulas Acherim, he goes free, whereas by Gulas Kravim, he has to work for those Kravim. Iachi, ask the Gemara, Be'el Lamali. But the Gemara says, if this is our basic Lili, and Rabbi Akiva read the Psukim, then you back the question, what are you doing with the Pasuk of Be'elah? None of them now are using Be'elah. They don't need it to prove their Shita. So what do you do with that Pasuk? The Gemara says, no, you need the Pasuk. You know what? Because Elav Be'elah, not for Be'elah, Amina, Mikra Nidush Be'elah, for Be'elah Achrav. Maybe go both directions. You darsh in the middle, that's Gulas Atzma, where it goes free, and we compare it to both that which came before it, namely Gulas Kravim, and that which came after it, namely Gulas Acherim, and say in all three scenarios, he goes free completely. But basically, the Rabbi Akiva would have to say, in all cases, go free. And therefore, we say that no, Be'ela tells me only in some, not in others, and we restrict it. We restrict it to say that according to Rabbi Seglili, he has to work for others. He has to work for others, not for Acherim. Whereas, according to Rabbi Akiva, he works for Acherim. According to Rabbi Seglili, yes, he goes free by the relatives, but he has to remain in servitude for Acherim. As according to Rabbi Akiva, he goes free by Acherim, but he does have to remain in servitude by the relatives, and we know that because you're not going to put the comparison by both on the pasuk that goes before and the pasuk that goes after. You're only going to pick one for the comparison. Ask the Gemara 1 second. We have a problem with this still. But then you're back to a question, meaning, if when you say Be'ela, that means one of them goes to freedom. That be'elu would seemingly be by the case of the relatives. That would be a geshmak pshat for Rabbi Yisak Lili, but Rabbi Akiva is still stuck. Rabbi Akiva, the whole problem was, what does he do with the pasuk be'elu? Yeah, you tell me now, it's telling me that you don't make a drasha both in front of the Akrav, but the way Shadarshan should be clear like Rabbi Yisak Lili, and Rabbi Akiva is still stuck. You haven't really satisfactorily explained Rabbi Akiva. Ela b'svara kamif. The Gemara says, you're right, the whole machlokes is in svara. Rabbi Yisak Lili savar, mistavigulus achayam l'shiba, diyamin l'shichar, avimimni v'leparkele. Rabbi Yisak Lili is of the thought process that if you tell me what others redeem him from the servitude by the guy. They lay out the money to buy him away from the guy, but they don't get to keep him to work for themselves. They're spending all this money just to get him freed, and they're not getting anything for it. Let's not forget, he sold himself to a guy, so he sold himself. They're redeeming him in order to get him back from the guy that he'd be able to do Matara Mitzvahs. But then let them at least have the benefit of using him as a slave. If they're not going to be able to get any benefit, spending all this money, they're not going to redeem him. And therefore it makes sense that by Gulas Acherim, it's going to be, he's still meshubet to work. Whereas craven relatives do what relatives do. They'll redeem him regardless, even if they can't get him to work. That's Rabbi Yosef Lilishita. Rabbi Akiva says the other way. He says along the same lines, but he takes it the opposite direction. Meaning, because relatives do what they do, you have a big concern. This guy's going to take advantage. He's going to keep selling himself to a guy, taking the cash, and then when his relatives hear about it, they have to redeem him, and they're redeeming him and freeing him, so he'll do it again. He'll keep doing it again. If he remains an Eved, so then the relatives won't be taken advantage of. But if he gets freed, then the relatives will be taking advantage of relatives. We don't want that either. Says Rabbi Akiva, Mestavik goes Kreim L'Shibud. When he's redeemed by relatives, he's got to stay in Shibud. Because if you say he goes free, every day he's going to go sell himself and rely on them and their mitzvah to redeem him. He's basically going to take advantage of their mitzvah. We found this concept, we discussed at length, the idea, I'm not going to enter it now, but the idea of taking advantage of Yenim Schiev to say the emes. If I want to extract information from you and I go and ask you questions, and you could just plead the fifth, but typically you have to give up some indication, yes, no, and by me asking questions, you having to answer honestly because Midvash HaKetirchak, I'm able to, you know, perhaps bully you into giving me information that you don't want to give me. I'm not talking about enemies, I'm talking about, you know, close friends, but it's even more prevalent, or relatives, and therefore we've pointed out in the past, you know, using a mitzvah to achieve what you want is certainly not a proper mahalach, not a proper method of, you know, not a proper behavior, but the point is, we spoke about emes v'sheker, there are some mechanisms, I have to be careful when and where we use these licenses, but there are some mechanisms where we say, you can't take advantage of the mitzvah, my mitzvah of emes, and use it to you know, extract information that I wanted to keep private. Similarly over here, again, just the same idea, that we don't want this guy taking advantage of his relative's mitzvah to redeem him from servitude by a guy and use that to keep making money and keep making them spend money, and he's just putting money in his pocket. Not really a good system. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, it makes sense when the relatives redeem him, they get to keep him as a slave. Others, he's not going to keep selling himself because he knows at any time the others in the veld may not redeem him, and therefore we're not as concerned. Okay. Rabbi Akiva of the opinion that gulas atzmai, everyone agrees, goes free when he redeems himself from the guy. And either gulas kuevim or gulas acherim, it's machlekes which one, only one of the other two goes free when he's redeemed. The other one remains in servitude. Aval, again, depending on who you hold like, it will depend if it's the case of gulas kuevim or gulas acherim. But avachamai mechamai say hakol l'shichur. They take a hold that all three cases, when the ev is redeemed for the guy, he goes free. The Mar explains, Ma'acham hu the Chamim Rebbe, it's Rebbe. The map of the Haik Be'ela, the Drasha Chino. Rebbe uses this Be'ela for different Drasha, like we had on the top of the Amid. Rebbe used the Be'ela about something, about the din of, about not having a gula of Sheishanim, about going free when he sold to a guy. He doesn't go free with 6 years. And the pasuk is darshan. The pasuk of gulas atzmai is compared to both, like we had the stat before. Gulas atzmai is compared to both gulas acherim and gulas kreivim. We're saying just like gulas atzmai goes free, all the cases the Evid goes free as well. That'll be the pshat. Rebbe will be these chachamim that argue and say the guy always goes free. For Rebbe, the Mar says nu hai v'yatz b'shas yevil. My avodah, according to Rebbe, when it says v'yatz b'shas yevil, what do you need it for? We already know from another pasuk he goes free b'yevil. So what's this extra v'yatz b'shas yevil teaching me? B'bayle chetanya v'yatz b'shas yevil. What does that teach me? It teaches me that the whole context of it is talking about a case where the Klal Yisrael has a right, a jurisdiction over the Goyim, so you can implement the Dina. Meaning, this that we're saying that he goes free B'Yevil, and even so he doesn't go free Sheishanim, whenever he sells himself to a guy. You don't go free Sheishanim. It's talking about even when Klal Yisrael is in charge, and the guy would listen, still it only goes free with Yevil, or Gerayin Kesef, not with Sheishanim, but the point is, we're talking about a case where the Kais was in charge. The Mer explains, Ayena Ella, the Mer just asked rhetorically, is it Ba'ev Chav V'Shem Tach Yachasyotcha, maybe talking about a case where the Kais not under your jurisdiction? Amrit V'Chimav Shalasa, if that's the case, then anyway you can't control it. So what would there be a din? What would be the relevance of the tongue as a din? What the guy has to do when he's not under your control, he doesn't have to do anything. He can do whatever he wants. So, Ayena Kasmadaber, Elamites, it's Mestaver, what's supposed to talk about? Ba'ev Chav V'Shem Tach Yachasyotcha, it's clearly talking about a case where the guy is under your jurisdiction. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? And the chiddush of the pasuk is we didn't speak out that part. Vamam was the chiddush. We're talking about a guy who's under your jurisdiction. And the chiddush is even though he's under jurisdiction, you're not allowed to trick him. You're not allowed to force him to free early or to trick him. These are his rights. If every he sells himself to a guy, he belongs to the guy. You don't go out with 6 years. You go out with either paying your way out or with yovel. Uvishtar. We had sent the Mishnah back to the kinyanim of an eved ivri. Eved ivri is nikna into servitude through either kesef or with a shtar. Menalan, how do we know that shtar works for eved ivri? Amar ula, amar kor amachari sikachlei. The pasuk by Amar Avia says, remember we talk about the master of the Amar Avia is allowed to take her for a wife, as a mitzvah to take her for a wife, or his son. It's called yiyud. We had it earlier in the Masechta. So we're saying over here, the pasuk over there continues and says that even after he does yiyud, let's say he marries the Amar Avia, which essentially makes her free. She's now a wife. She's not a servant. Although some will argue and say the wife feels the same, but she's a free woman now. She's not on Mervi anymore. The pasuk goes on to say, and if he takes another wife, he still should not be lax in giving her still her dues, namely shei rikusus of aina. Okay, but the lashon of the pasuk is imacher sikachla. If he takes another wife, a second wife on top of the Mervia, then. Right, the pasuk is sheir k'susav einasa la yigri. He shouldn't diminish in the sheir, the k'susav einasa, the clothing, the mezainas, the tashmish that he owes. Okay, but amarula, the pasuk says amar k'vachasikachla hikshi kikisha k'vacheres. The pasuk is comparing the amavria to the acheres, to the second wife. And what's the comparison? Ma'acheres mikne b'shtar. Just like acheres, you have a kinyan with a shtar. Af amavria mikne b'shtar. Just like amavria, you can be kind to her with a shtar. Meaning. Sorry, ma'acheres. Acheres means the wife. My bad. The acheres is the wife. Just like the other wife, you could have a king with a shtar. First mission of the Masechta, back in the Afbeis. Aisha Nikos b'shalish drachim b'kesef b'shtar u'b'bias. The shtar works. So just like the acheres is mikna b'shtar, afa mervia mikna b'shtar. So to mervia is mikna b'shtar. By the way, we were asking about eved ivri, but we're equating eved ivri and amervia. If amervia can be nikna with this shtar, so it makes sense who did eved ivri. Okay, says the Gemara. Hanicha, we'll see more about that soon. There's a comparison between Amarviya and Eved Ivri. But says the Gemara, Hanicha, Lamand Amar Shtar Amarviya Adin Kaisvei. There's a machlekes by the Shtar of Amarviya. Who writes the Shtar? Is it the father who writes the Shtar? Or is it the master who writes the Shtar? Now let's just think for a second. By Kedushin, it's the Baal who writes the Shtar and gives it to the wife and says, Aram, gives it the prospective wife and says, Aram Kedashasli B'Shtarazu and gives it to her. So that creates Kedushin. So it's the kindness, so to speak. The Baal who's being kinder, giving it to the Makna, one is being Maknet. Over here, by Amavriya, the master who's purchasing, that's the master who's purchasing the Amarviya, would be the one to go and write the shtar. And there's a machlekes about that. So says the Gemara, if you say the one who writes the shtar is the father, it's very good. It's a good comparison. Says Mahani Chlaman, the Amar, shtar Amarviya, Adin Kais, the shtar Amarviya, the Adin, who's the purchaser is writing it. That's parallel to the Baal writing the shtar for Kedushin, and therefore it's a good comparison. Elamad Av Kais, if you hold this, the Av, the father that writes it, if it's the father that writes it, Michael, what are you going to say? Meaning, if the father is the one that writes the shtar Amarviya, so that's the seller writing it, that compares to the Isha writing the shtar Kedushin, and that's indeed not the case, so how could you make a comparison? Do you admire the Marbis and the Machlekes? Shtar Marvia Revuna Imer Mikaisve. Who writes the Shtar Marvia Revuna Imer? Adin Kaisve. Chizda Imer Av Kaisve. Machlekes Revuna Chizda. If it's the master that writes it, that would be good. Revuna is okay. But according to Chizda, that the Av writes it, we have what's our source? Amarvi is being learned from Acheres, and Acheres also a Shtar, but it's different sequence of who writes the Shtar. It's the purchaser by Kedushin writing the shtar, and you're learning out to the seller writing the shtar by Mervia. Says Maharnichler Avuna Elav Chizda Michael Meimar Amar Vachar Yaakov Amar Kra Leseitze Kesei Savadim. You're right. Rav Chizda is going to learn it for the following pasuk. Leseitze Kesei Savadim. It talks about the Mervia. She should not go out, become free in the way Eved Kanani goes free. Right? Aval. One of the ways she goes free is by Simani Nairus, Simani Godless. Aval Niknasi Bekin Kenya Avadim. But we make a diak. She doesn't go out like Avadim. Go out. Eved Kanani goes out, but she can go in like Eved Kanani goes in, and Eved Kanani, we know, goes in Bishtar. Says the Mar, Aval Niknes, Kenyan Avadim, she can go in with the Kenyan like Avikrani, Umayniu, and what Kenyan are we talking about? Shtar. We're referring to the Kenyan of Shtar, just like Avikrani Shtar, so too, Amrvi Shtar, and Amrvi Shtar, again, that'll translate to Avidirvi having Shtar. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Who told you the Kenyan Avadim you're learning out from Kenani, Avikrani to Amrvia, Ishtar? Ve'ema Avaniklisi Kenyan Avadim, Umayniu, Chazaka. Maybe it's the Kenyan Chazaka that you have by Avikrani. Maybe that's the Kenyan you have over here by Amrvia as well. Who told you it's Shtar? The pasuk says you should hold them as Yerusha for your children after you. They're talking about Evet Kenani, which we discussed in the past. Evet Kenani, one can be married to his children. Evet, everyone is not married to his children. So it says, we make another diak. Isam bechazaka ve'achav bechazaka. Isam Evet Kenani, you could do an act of chazaka, but Evet Ivri or Amavria, you cannot be kaina with an act of chazaka. Says the Gemara, very nice. You have a miyat, isam, like this, but not elsewhere. Maybe to say the miyat is, ve'ema, isam b'shtar, v'lecha b'shtar. Maybe say, isam is coming to mayat, that Evet Kenani could be kind with a star, and Evet Ivri, Amarvi, you cannot be kind with a star. Maybe that's what the miyat is. Who told you the miyat's on chazaka? Maybe it's on shtar. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Because we already have a riboy for shtar. Huxley says, 6 of we have a riboy to darshan, that she doesn't go out like the way of Evet Kenani, but she can go in like Evet Kenani, and we're saying that means shtar. But effectively, what are we left with? We're left with really a riboy and a miyat, an inclusion and exclusion. We have a comparison between Evet Ivri. We have a comparison between Amavriya, specifically, to Evet Kenani, to the Kenyan of Evet Kenani, and we're saying one comparison is she doesn't go out like Evet Kenani goes out, but she does go in, so that's a riboy to say one of the Kenyan of Evet Kenani does work by Amavriya, and then we have a miyat that says Isam. There's a certain Kenyan that works by Evet Kenani, but doesn't work by Amavriya. And you've chosen to say it's Chazaka that works by Amavriya, by Evet Kenani, and not by Amavriya. And the Shtar that works by both. That's the Shtar is one that would be Marba. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Maybe go the other way. Well, my Rais, who saw fit to go that direction? Maybe say Shtar is what works by Evet Kenani, Isam, and not by Amavriya. Whereas Chazaka works by both. Who told you to include Chazaka? Include shtar and exclude chazaka. Maybe go opposite. Include chazaka and exclude shtar. Answers the Gemara mistaver shtar. How will everybody make sense? It's likely to be include shtar. Why? Because shtar in a marriage is used as a get. Shtar is famously used as a get. Since we have the idea of shtar being a get, so we see it works by kinyanim with isha. You could divorce her with a shtar. So it makes sense that if I have a ribay on kinyanim, once shtar, once chazaka, shtar is also going to be included. Ad Rabbi asked the Gemara, Chazaka, Avdei Rubai, why don't you conclude Chazaka? Shekin Kainim Nichse Ager. Chazaka works by Nichse Ager. Halacha is a ger who dies without any yarshim. If he had no new children after he became Mizmagayer, that means effectively he has no relatives. He was like a newborn when he was Mizmagayer. So first come, first serve on his assets. The Halacha is you could be Kainim the Nichse Ager with Chazaka. So maybe Chazaka is more of a Kenyan to be Marba for the Kenyan of Amarviya because it works by Ger. The Gemara says, yeah, but Ba'ishas Mileshchan. You don't find Ba'ishas. Ba'ishas, you don't find the idea of Chazaka, whereas you find the Shtar works. So it makes sense that Shtar is working Ba'ishas. So in the concept of learning out Drasha of what you work by Amarviya, we'll compare and say Shtar works more than Chazaka. So if a Miyat and a Riboy, we'll say the Miyat is on Chazaka and the Riboy is on Shtar. Or Ibay Seima, Lachyan Echeris. Go back to where we had before. Echeris was comparing the Amarviya to the marriage, to the wife that he took on. We said you can't compare fully because maybe. We said he can't compare fully because the direction of who's writing the Shtar didn't shtim. The direction of who's writing the Shtar didn't shtim over there by Echeris. It's the Baal writing the shtar, and over here it's not the master, it's the father writing the shtar, and therefore, according to what Madam, because it didn't work, but for this purpose is to show that we're learning on shtar over chazaka, for this purpose is it would work. So essentially we're learning out the kinyan of shtar by Evet Ivri, we're learning out the kinyan of shtar by Evet Ivri from the idea that it works by Amarviya, and how do we know that it works by Amarviya? Because we have the psukim. Essentially, we're learning out either from Acheres, Acheres Yikula, and that alone is enough for Joshua. That's going to be how Rav Huna learns it. We compare it to the marriage of Acheres. According to Rav Huna, according to Rav Chisda, we have to come out to a little addition of the comparison of Le Seitzik and Seitzavad. And the Mar is going to ask what Rav Huna does with Le Seitzik and Seitzavad. We're coming up in the next lines. But according to Rav Chisda, we use Le Seitzik and Seitzavad. And we learn from there the din of Shtar with a little bit of a Kenech, together with the Macheres or together with the Svara that Shtar is worked by Ishus. Now there's a bomb one-liner in Taisvis. Taisvis asks, we're trying to learn about the Kenyan of Amavriya B'Shtar. And we could say, you know why it makes sense that Shtar works as both if I have a choice between Shtar and Chazaka? Shtar works because we find Shtar is by Ishus. We are by Get. Get is an exit strategy. Get is not a Kenyan. We're looking for Kenyanim over here. Why not go to the fact that Shtar works, like we said earlier in the Shakar V'Tarya, Shtar works by Kedushin. The Mishnah Daf Beis. Isha Nikas Bekesef. Bishtar Bebiya. Works for Kenyan. Why focus on the Shtar of Get? Focus on the Shtar of Kenyan Kedushin when we're talking about a source for Kenyan of Amravia. Bam. Kasha from Taisvis. One line, two line Taisvis. That's Taisvis. Taisvis, the second Taisvis on the page. Ha, Delaynaka, she came Machnes. Why do we say she came Maitzi by Shtar? Say she came Machnes. To ha, Dummy, Tfe, Mishum, De Beget, Ksivadja. Taisvis, sorry. Ha, Delaynaka, she came Machnes to Dummy, Tfe. Why not compare it to Knisa, to Kedushin, which is more comparable? Answers Taisvis, Mishum, De Beget. Because by get, it explicitly says the pasuk of the custom of Sefer Krisos. The din, if you remember earlier from this pasachta, the din that we know shtar by Kedushin is gufa learned from Vyatza Vaisa, Makash Avayilitzia. We compare going in to going out, and just like going out, there's get, so to going in, there's a shtar, but it doesn't say explicitly shtar by Kedushin, it only says by get. So we go to the source is by get, and therefore we pick that over the shtar of Kedushin. But Anachrami, it could have been both. Okay, fine. So now we ask more a question. Now that we've established what the source is according to both Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, we just left with the question, what does Rav Huna do with Rav Chisda's extra drasha of Le Seitzik Teis Avadim? He said Amar Viya doesn't go out like the Teis Avadim, like the exit of the Evikrani, but we made a deek, but he goes in. She goes in. She could be Niknes like the Kenyan of Evikrani. What's that coming to teach you? According to Rav Huna, you don't need it. Rav Huna, Hale Seitzik Teis Avadim, I darsh pay. That teaches me that literally the Taisha Pasuk, she doesn't go out like the way of the Vadim, meaning she only goes out with, she has the opportunity to go out with Shanim, and with Shanim and with Shay Cyrus, but there's another teaching there, and what's that? That there's a exit for Avadim is, if the master knocks out an I, Chalila, or a Shane V'ayin, or if he knocks out a tip of any of the 20, there's 24 limbs, the tips of the 10 fingers, the 10 toes, that's already 20 of them, right? The tips of the nose, the tips of any of the 24 limbs, halach is, that sets it free. That's dafka by Evikrani, not by number via. From Chizda, how is he going to know this din? It could just say, from the extra word says, he learns out both dinim, the din of being Niklas Bishtar, and the din of not exiting with the mum of the 24 Rashi Avarim. The Kurdish asked Mashanim, he said in the Mishnah that Evikrani has cut himself with years, namely 6 years. Sheshanim says about the Chsiv, Sheshanim Yavai Vashiyas. Pasuk says he should work for 6 years and the 7th year goes free. Furthermore, B'Yevil, he's cut himself with the Yevil. How do you know that? The Chsiv, because it says, Ashna Sev Yavarimach, till the year of Yevil, he should work for you, but very clear that with Yevil he goes free. And what's the third way he goes free? It says the Mishnah, Goran Kesef, by paying the prorated amount left on his tab, that if he was bought for 600 bucks for the 6 years, and there's 3 years left, he pays $300 and he goes out. Amar Chizkiya, what's the source? Amar Kra, Vehefta. The pasuk Vehefta, and the Mefarshim explain, it says Vehefta, and it could have said Lashon of, with a Nun, it could have said Lashon of the Nifta, and she should become redeemed. The Lashon of Vehefta is telling me, Mama should be grandpa Yanni Vehetza. The Lashon of Hefta is telling me that you could just pay off. The Amar Via is able to just deduct from the value of the price for whatever time has been served, pay the rest and go free. That is also a way out. Tana, v'kainas atzmai. That's the third way of going free. So we had so far, sheishat. We had year, 6 years, yevil and gerayin kesef. Tana, v'kainas atzmai bekesef shavu kesef v'shtar. We learned in a brisa that Eved Ivri can be kain himself with kesef, shavu kesef, cash or cash equivalent, and with a shtar. Seeks to understand. Bishlam Kesef, this is Mekesef Gnasai. Kesef says Mekesef Gnasai. Shav Kesef also, Nami, we learned in the past, this Gzir Shav, this the Drasha, Yashav Gulasai, the Amrachmana, it says Yashav Gulasai, and we dash for the next word, Yashav, the Rabbi, Shav Kesef Kesef, that Shav Kesef is Kesef. Remember, we quoted this multiple times, we brought it back to Taisa Nav Beis, that says that by Kedushin also, Shav Kesef works in the Mishnah, we say Shav Kesef works, again, Gzir Shav, from the Yashav Gulasai, that Shav Kesef is Kesef. Fine. So Kesef, Shav, Kesef, we have a source for it. El Haishtar, what type of Shtar are we talking about that an Eved Ivri can redeem himself with, get go free with Shtar? What's the case? Hechidam, Elam, the Kesef Shtar, Admei, if it's a Shtar about owing the money, so essentially he's buying his way back, and he's writing an IOU for the money, instead of getting the money today, he's writing IOU, because very possibly he doesn't have money. So the problem is, that's Kesef. That's another form of Kesef. So it's not really a Shtar, it's Kesef. Hainu Kesef, it's IOU, the money, but it's all about money. Says the Gemara, Ella, what type of Shtar do we mean? We talk, I mean like a Shtar Shichur. Ella Shichur, but the Gemara is bothered that Shtar Lamali, why do you need a Shtar over here by an Evet Ivri? Namely, Babetre, let me say in the presence of two Edom, Zil, I'm letting you free. Ina ami bapi bedina zil or in front of a bezdin zil. I'm not sure what the gemara is. Two agushes were saying in front of edim, or then maybe in front of the bezdin, as if maybe you need a bezdin for this. The first was discussed. Anachami, you don't even need the bezdin or edim. Maybe you just need that in order they can't retract. You know, the evidence is not going to have any proof that he's free. So in order the guy doesn't retract, you need to do it in a public forum. Okay, but the point is, the gemara's question is that why do you need to get shichur? The gemara is essentially asking at this point that bishlam and eved kenani, where you own the guf, you have a kinyan a guf and eved kenani, so you need to get shichur to free him. But the gemara is assuming eved ivri, like we had earlier in the daf. Yesterday's daf, we had the idea that we compared just like a sacher. He's like a worker. It's like a payel. He owes you his work, but that's it. So if you say go free, go free. You don't have a kinyan a guf, presumably, that you'd have to give him a get shichur. That's the gemara's question. Answers the gemara. Amarava, zayis emeris eved ivri guf kani. There's a raya that eved ivri taka, there is a kinyan a guf. Rav Shemachal Grene and Grene Machal. Evid Ivri, also there is somewhat of a Kinyan Guf, and a Rav who's just Michal on Grene, on the, you know, kind of on the remainder of what's owed to him, this Grene Kesef, is not a Mechila because you have to give him a proper freedom. So either you have to buy it out with money or write a proper star. So Yitaka needs somewhat of along the lines of a of star Shechar. Says the Mishnah further, Yisrael Lava Mavriya. Mavriya has an extra way out, and what's that? Namely, that is that she becomes Samani Nairis. Sets her free. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish now introduces another way out for Amar Via. Amar Via Kanes Atzma, she can become herself Mishas Av. If her father dies, not the master, her father dies, she should be kind herself Mishas Adam for the master, Mekav HaChemer with Mekav HaChemer. Uma Simanim, a young girl who goes from Katnas to becoming a Naira, which means she's a Gedela now, but she's still a Naira for the next 6 months, and the father has Rishus, we had early Masechta, Benurei Beisavia, the father has rights to her income, the father has still has rights to marry her off and everything. So Mas Semanim, when she has Semanim, Sheimetzi Rishusav, it's not Maitzi her from Rishus the father, she's still in the Rishus the father, till Bagris, yet Maitzi Rishus Adain, these Semanim take her out of the Rishus of the master as Amavria. So Misa, Shemaitzi Rishusav, if her father dies, that removes her from the father's jurisdiction. She's fully on her own now. Ain't a din shemaitzi and doesn't work with the brothers. Ain't a din shemaitzi b'shus adin. So certainly that misa should remove her from the adin. If simanim which don't remove her from the father removes her from the master, death of the father which removes her from the father, so certainly death of the father should remove her from the master. That's the kavu chaimer of Rosh Lakish. Death of the father should remove her from the master. Meisver of Ishaya. Vishaya says, nice din, Reish Lakish. Could Kav HaChemer, the Mar is an address, why it's not Kav HaChemer. But at this point, even though the Kav HaChemer sounds good, the Mishnah seems not like you. You say, love, Amarvi has another way out. She'll cut his asthma with Samanim. She's cutting herself with Samanim by showing signs of Nairus. The Misa, according to you, Nistidami, Misa Zahav, why don't you also say that she goes free with the Misa of the father? She goes free via the death of the father, says the Gemara. According to you, Reish Lakish, Tana Vishayer. The Mara says, you're right. She would go free with the death of the father, but the Tana left it out. The Tana neglected to mention it. Ask the Gemara, the famous Klal, Maishar Daishar. You don't say a Tana gives a list of three ways, four ways out, and left off one way. If he gives a lift and left list and left off a couple of ways, fine. So what else did he leave off the list that you could deflect and say this was left off the list? Says the Gemara, you know what he left off? Shir Misadan. The Tana left off the death of the master. Death of the master sets her free, and the Tana didn't mention it. So too, death of the father sets her free, and the Tana didn't mention those. He wasn't mentioning these cases of death. Says Gemara, Imishabisa Adon Lafshiru. No, the master dying wasn't considered. Is not considered being left off the list. You know why? The Kivan Dika Nami Bish like Tani. The death of the master applies equally to an Amar Via and to an Eved Ivri. That applies across the board. If the master dies, we said Mesachata Meisim Af Nechem Achrechem does not apply. You're not married to the children. So since death of the master applies equally by an Eved Ivri and Amar Via, it wasn't on the list because the list was kind of speak out things that apply to Eved that were applying to Amma. Yes, you'll have Amma that has Simanim over Eved Ivri, and yes, you'll have Amma that also has Misas Av. Eved Ivri doesn't have that, but Misas Av, then they both have. So that's not a good comparison. We need a case that was left off the list of what Amma Ivri has more than Eved Ivri. Mar says, Elanisni. Mar says, still, then Taka. So why did the Tana not teach the case of the death of the father? Meaning, Mar is really saying, back to Kasha Reish Lakish. Mar says, another Terence. Tana Davashesha Kitzvah Ketani, Davashesha Kitzvah Ketani. Mar suggests that the Tana only listed things that have a fixed time. Meaning, it's Mugbal. So like the amount of money, based on how much time is left. Or Yevil, that's a fixed amount of time. Or Sheishanim, those are all fixed amount of times. But things that are fixed, for example, the father dying or the master dying, those are unlisted because they're not fixed. Ask the Marlavi's question. Simanim is not fixed either. There's no fixed time when she gets Simanim. At some point, she'll get Simanim. There's no fixed time. Says the Gemara, Ha Simanim Elim Kitzvah Ketani. Simanim don't have a fixed time, and yet the Mishnah listed. Answers the Gemara. This is going to come up this Svara three times. It's going to come up a couple more times on our base. Amar of Safra, Elim Kitzvah Lamala, Vieshna Kitzvah, Tapam Beis, Lamata. The Simanim packet don't have a fixed time that above. Meaning, she can get Simanim exactly at 12, even 11 and a half, 12 and a half, 13 and a half, 14 and a half. She can get Simanim at any time. It's not going to know set time. But there is a set time the other way. Simanim under a certain age are not called simanim. If hair grows on a little child, we say it's like a mole. It's hair growing from a mole. It's not considered, even if you don't see the mole, it's not considered simani of godless. And that is the, that. So therefore, there is a minimum shear. That's called a kitzvah. Under 9 years old, by a boy at least, we're saying any hairs that they grow, it'd be disregarded. As the Gemara is about to explain. The time went to the Baisa. Ben Teish Shanim, again, we're on top of Amaz. Ben Teish Shanim, the Shehevi Shtei Cyrus, a 9-year-old boy that brings to Cyrus, Shuma, we say, eh, it's just a mole, it's just growing from a mole, whether you see the mole or not, it's fake here. And it's not a similar godless. Ben Teish Shanim Yamechad, Ad Ben Yubei Shanim Yamechad, V'aydan Ba, if it grows from 9 years old, till 12 in a day, still, it remains Shuma. I mean, the point is, even though he's right 9 years old, and all the way to 12 years old, it's a Shuma. As long as that hair was there from then and stayed, it's a Shuma. Once he's 12 years old already, that could be Simani Godless. Rabbi Simer, Hudaimer, Simon, no. At that stage already, between 9 and 12, is already enough of a Simon. And Ben Yudkim, Moshan, Vemechad, everyone agrees they're called Simon. From 13 and up, everyone agrees here's our Simon. Okay, but the point is that we find the concept that under a certain age, it's not called a proper Simon. And that's what we mean. There's a Kitzvah Lamata. There is a minimum. There is a, we'll call it a fixed time lamata, so simanu can be in the Mishnah, can be in the Mishnah, even though there's no fixed time on the outer edge, on the lower edge, on the lower mount, there is a fixed time, and therefore if it's the Mishnah as opposed to Mises Av, Mises Abal, Mises of the master, I should say, of the Adain, or Mises of the father, that has no time at all, and therefore it wasn't listed in the Mishnah. So the Mara suggests, the Mara defended Rish Lakish, not a Kasher. Rish Lakish is a Chiddush, that Amir Via goes free with the new way. That's death of her own father. And it's from a Kal V'chaymer. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara deflected the Kasha. Must be asked the Gemara, new Kasha, Rish Lakish is din. Now we're going to get a focus on the topic of Hanuk, of the gifts that you give, an Evan or an Amma. When they go free, there's a Chiyav, there's a mitzvah for the master to give gifts. There's a master to set him out, don't set him out, empty-handed, send him out, Hanuk, Tanuk, Lay, send him out with gifts. So in this topic, we're going to bring a riot to our discussion of whether Misas Ha'av sets her free. But the focus of gifts is going to really be a focus of the rest of this Amad down to the bottom of the page. Let's see. I don't know if we'll finish the Amid, but let's see this raya. Must Rav Sheshes. Rav Shimon Aimer, Dal Maniklem, there are four categories of people, of Avadim, that go free, that are entitled to gifts. Gimel Bisha, three of them involve a man, and three are relevant by a woman. But you can't say no one of them have four. Meaning, a man has three ways they go free, and entitled to gifts, and a woman has three ways, as a Maviyah, she goes free, and entitled to gifts. None of them have four, because one of the ways Isha has doesn't apply to a man, namely, Simanim Nairis applies to an Isha, a Maviyah doesn't apply to a man. And on the flip side, Ritzia, boring the air, the going free by Ritzia, really means of Yevil, Ritzia, that's the Pashtas, Ritzia of Yevil, the Eved, who goes free by Yevil after, let me go back. Yevil is a way of freedom for both the Eved and for the Maviyah. 6 years of service is a freedom for both Eved and Amavriya. A nirtza that the master died. He was a nirtza, then the master dies. That's a way of freedom for an Eved, but not for an Amavriya, because Amavriya doesn't have nirtza. We had the other day, Amavriya doesn't have nirtza b'chlal. And simanim is a way of freedom for the Amavriya, and not for the Eved. So each one has a total of three, but there's one case that they are, there are two cases and they're the same, and one case each that they're different. Okay, now says the Gemara, there's another case. Kodesh Lakish, what about Misas Ho'av? V'misa, Nisiyam Yifyodik, Kodesh Lakish, Nisiyam Yimisav, that this way that Amavriya goes free, another way, a fourth way, namely the death of the father. Why wasn't that listed? V'chi, Teima, Chanami, Tanav Shire. And you can see over here too, it was Tanav Shire. For Arba Ketani, but here there's a number. It says Gimel Bish, Gimel Isha. And you can't say number four. We're saying very clearly, you don't say Tanav Shire, because it says you can't say more. We say you can't say more. Obviously, there aren't more. Maybe again, you say the same teretz. Tana only listed cases that are fixed. Cases that that which sets are free is kind of a fixed thing, whereas death, you never know when it's going to be, and therefore it wasn't listed. Same question as before, same answer. But Samanim day in the kitzvah, Samanim don't have a kitzvah because she can get Samanim at any time. Uktani, yeah, it's listed in this brisa. Gemara says, V'chitei, what are you going to answer me? Well, he said before, Hachanim Kirb Safra, you'll answer like Kirb Safra that there's a kitzvah on the low end. You'll answer me like Rav Safra that there's a kitzvah, there's a minimum age for simanim, so there is a kitzvah there, that's why it's listed. But we have another question. There's the case of nirtza, that the master dies and the evidence of he goes free, the master dying is taken, doesn't have a kitzvah and it still is listed. So if you have a case of Mises Adin that's listed, then why was the Mises Ha'av not listed? Says the Gemara, Mises Adin Amalek Tani. No, that was one of the cases. Mises Adin was not one of the cases. That wasn't a case that the Eved of Yom free. That wasn't, we thought it was a case, Mises Adin, a Nirtza, that he opted in to stay in the Avdus after 6 years. They bore his ear, they drilled into him, and he's now Evet Yevil, and that master dies, he goes free. That is Alacha, but that wasn't one of the cases listed in the Braisa, because we're not talking about case of in La Kitzva. Death is not included, not death of the master, not death of the father, according to Rish Lakish. That's not one of the cases. But what's the fourth case? El Arba Mainiu. So what is the other case that was left out? Shanim, V'yevil, V'yevil Shavitzia, V'amrviya B'samanim. Shanim is 6 years, which applies to both Evet and Amrviya, as does Yevil, even within the 6 years, sets both the Amar Via and the Evidri free. And the third case is not Ritzia with Misa of the Adain, it's Ritzia with Yevel. Yevel together with Ritzia, at the Evidri opted in again, they bore his ear, he's Evid Leilim, and then Yevel came, so he goes free. That's the way of going free. As opposed, right, forget about Misa of the Adain, and Amar Via B'Samanim, Amar Via goes with Samanim. Now again, Misa of the Adain and Misa of the Baal, Kodesh Lakish, of the Av, will set her free, and there will be a Hanukkah, but it's not listed in the Braisa because they're not fixed. Says Marachan Mistavr, Taka Mistavr learned this way. Says Tani Seifa, Yatayach Lemer Arba Bechamim. You can't say Arba by anyone, by Amarviya or by Evidri. Lefishein Samanim Bish, because there's no Samanim by Nish. Ein Ritzia Bisha, there's no Ritzia by Nisha. Vimisa. But if you say that the death of the master was one of the cases, Bisha Namiya Mishkachas Arba, the Mar is obvious Taina. It's a bomb Taina, which we could have asked right in the beginning. I kind of purposely left it out. But there's a bomb, obvious Taina. Amarviya also goes for your Misa's Adam. The whole Machlaikis, the whole thing where Shlakish introduced was that the Misa of her father sets her free. But the premise is that everyone agrees to is that Misa of the master sets her free. So why would we have a category of Bechlal that Amarviya, that Evid goes free with the Misa of the master and not Amarviya? She also does. Yeah, the case of Ritzia, she doesn't have. That of boring her ear, but the case of going free with the Misa Adon that she does have, so that can't be one of the cases in the Braisa. So Mustavra, that Taka means this new Taich of Yevil. Masrav Amr. Mama says, I still have a question, Amr Shlakish. Shlakish again held that the death of her father sets the Amr free. Masrav Amram, Velamitikilam, the following people, following about them, are entitled to Hanukkah to the gifts. Hayetz B'Shanim, Evid goes out with Shanim with years. The Yevil, or with Yevil. Misa Adon, or Misa of the master, clear. We're talking about Misa here. Black and white. Vam Evriya, B'Samanim, and Avriya B'Samanim. Now, if you're talking about Misa, you can't say you're not talking about Dabashan and Kitzva, so you got a problem. The Misa, according to Rish Lakish, Nisnami Misav, Misav should also be listed over here. V'chiyitem, what are you going to say? Tanavashai, Tanav left it out. Ha'elu Ketani, it says Elu. If it says Elu, Elu's Mashma, I got all the cases here, these are them. V'chiyitem, you'll say, yeah, still, but Dabashan and Kitzva, Ketani, only things that have a fixed exit were listed, whereas the Misa itself is an exit, but you don't know when it's going to be, and therefore Dabashan and Kitzva, Ketani, Vasamana is funny, the Mar says say right away, I already pointed out, it says Misa's Adan. The Mar is going to get to it soon, the Mar just builds up on what we had till now. Hasamanim den lekitzva ketani, a nice chazara. Samanim don't have a kitzva, because you don't know when she's going to have samanim, and still is listed. Uktani, and that we answers, v'chitei mach, and I'm has no kitzva when it's going to happen, but you know for sure it can't happen before a certain time, so it has a kitzva on the low end, still like a Misa's Adan. Which is the Bam Taina, the obvious one that we pointed out. Misa's Adan is listed. That has no kitzvah. Gemara says, you're right. This Braisa of Rav Amram, that Rav Amram is bringing, is clearly a Kasha Rish Lakish. Tiyufta Rish Lakish, Tiyufta, it's a Shlag up Amrish Lakish. Ask the Gemara, but still, why are we okay with that? For Rish Lakish, Kavachaymer Amar. Rish Lakish had a Kavachaymer that the Misa of the father sets her free. Kavachaymer, that if Simanim set her free from the master and don't set her free from the father, so Misa's of the father, which sets her free from the father, certainly Misa of the father sets her free from the master. What are you doing with the Kavach Chaymer? Says Gemara, Mishnah Lemir, because we can ask Mal Simanim, Sheshtana Guf. You can't compare, can't be Kavach Chaymer from Simanim. Simanim, her body changed. Chaymer Misa Av, Shkain Lein Sheshtana Guf. That can be right to Misa Av, where her body didn't change. You can't compare a case where there's a physical change to her body to a case where the father died, where there's no change happened to her body, and therefore you can't have a raya, you can't make a proper kavachimer. So we shlugged up Rishlakish from Rabbeisa, and we brought a pircha on his kavachimer. Let's just start the next Gemara. Tani, chada, we learned in one Braisa, Anak Evet Ivri, Latzmai, the Anaka of the Evet Ivri goes to himself. He gets to keep his gifts. Vanak Amarvi Latzma, whereas the Amarvi also, her gifts go to herself. The Tani Yidach. Anak Amarviya Mitzias Lavia. We learned another bais of the Anaka, the gifts of the Amarviya that she receives upon her exit, go to her, and her Mitzias, go to her father. Vein the Rabbel Schar Batei LeBavad. And the master's claim is only the Schar Batela, meaning when she finds an Aveda and she spends, you know, the time she spent in taking care of the Aveda itself goes to her father, and the master can claim, I want the money, the payment, for the time that she was not working for me because she was dealing with the Aveda. Fine. Says the Gemara. The Braisa, you have one Braisa saying that the Amarviya's gifts go to herself. Second Braisa saying the Amarviya's gifts go to her father.
Says the Gemara, "My love, hadanafka b'simanim, hadanafka lab misav." The Gemara suggests that maybe when she goes out with simanim, that's when the father keeps her gifts, because she's no different than any other naira, and the father is alive and still has an entitlement to her assets, and therefore he gets the gifts as well. And the Baraita says she gets it for herself. It's talking about she went out like Reish Lakish was suggesting with misav the av. The father died, she went free. The father's not there to give it to him, and therefore she keeps herself. Maybe that's how you can shtim the two Baraitas. Says the Gemara, "Loi idividi danafkalan." I'll tell you, both cases are where she went out with Samanim. She went out via Samanim both cases. Just because she went out with Samanim doesn't mean the father's alive. In a case where the father's alive, the gifts go to the father. This time we say the gifts go to herself is where she went out with Samanim and the father's dead. The father's not alive, then the Samanim, the gifts go to her herself. If the father's alive, the gifts go to the father, but not like Reish Lakish was still saying, but if the father himself dies, that wouldn't be a reason to free her. That would be a reason to free her. We're just talking about a case where the father happened to be dead already and she got Samanim, she's going free with Sabaya Samanim, and those gifts therefore won't go to the father because he's dead. It'll go to herself. Okay, the Mara is going to continue to ask questions on this Braisa. We could go, and we have a drop of time, I think. Let's go for another two lines. Bishlama anak amir. Bishlama anak amir vilatma. I understand the anaka. Although Ravi goes to self and with the achin. What's that coming to exclude? It doesn't go to the brothers. We dashed this early in the daf. The Evet Kanani goes to your children, but not your daughters, your children, and that includes the gifts the daughter receives on her way out of servitude. Do not go to the brothers; she keeps for herself. Mekasha in the marriage zchus bitle b'nai. He's not married to zchus of his daughter to his sons. Ella anak evet every last when we say the anak of the first part of the brisa, the anak of the evet every goes to himself. Who then? Pshita elaman. Of course it goes to him. Who to go to? No one else owns him. Amar beisif yud karis kachazin hacha. I see a small yud that was like made into a big city. Well, the fresh explain what that means is that the Tana just was lengthening the Braisa. It's meaning it's not, there's no chiddush in that. You're right. The Tana was discussing what the din of the gifts of the Amar is, where it goes to herself, her father, not her brothers. Okay. So therefore we elaborated that Evet Ivri, he keeps his own. But in Chaim, that's fairly obvious. There would be no one else that the gift of the Evet Ivri should go to. Abaya Amar, this is a chazar we had just yesterday. Hachem Rav Sheshes, Ha Mani Tutoi. The author of this Braisa is Tutoi, the Tanya, Tutoi Aimer, Lai Vilei Labachayvai. This is Rosh Chodesh yesterday. That Lai tells me that the Evet Ivri's gifts go to him and not to his creditor. Meaning, even if it's a situation of Shibudi Rav Nassan, that the master owes money to the Evet, namely the gifts. The Evet, let's say, has a debt out to a third party. So maybe, see, the master should just channel the money directly to the third party, Shibudi Rav Nassan, and it skips over the Evet and goes to the third party. Kamashman, we don't apply Shibudi Rav Nassan to a case of the Anaka of the Evet. That's what the Chiddush of this Bari says. It's Taka Chiddush here. Evet Ivri, Latzmai, and not to his creditor. We'll pause over here, pick up here tomorrow, Mitzvah.